This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A text from the 617. Did I miss Annie's Obsessed?
Nope.
No, you did not. It's Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1. Kennedy is actually out today. It is garbage television. Thankfully, you don't have to watch it. Annie's Obsessed.
Annie's Obsessed. She gets the traffic right.
Skirt.
Annie's Obsessed. Don't call her Monday night.
Mo.
The president of Bachelor Nation. If you didn't know,
now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
She met that guy.
And he's obsessed. Bachelorette Edition.
Week two with our Bachelorette Claire, and she already wants to jump somebody's bones, and isn't hiding it at all. So I'm not sure what we're all doing here, but irregardless, let's get into it. Similar to the NBA, The Bachelorette also did a bubble. So they filmed the first introductions at the Bachelor Mansion, like we were talking about last week. And then they headed to the La Quinta Resort so they could safely film the season. So these dudes get room service while all previous seasons had to sleep in bunk beds. They'll do anything to stay on this season for the hotel pillows alone. I mean, for Claire. They'll stay for Claire, definitely for the right reasons. Second week means date time. We're talking group dates in, more group dates because there's still 75 dudes and it's time to trim the fat. First group date is all about the love language of it all. If you've ever taken the love language test and your highest ranking was gifts, I'm scared of you, but that's neither here nor there. Claire really wanted the guys to open up their hearts. Words of affirmation, gifts, quality time, and physical touch was basically just some softcore version of 50 Shades of Grey eye masks that I'm positive they stole from the hotel that they are staying in. But the point is, you already know that Claire was pumped to touch Dale.
They can.
Oh, I know the smell.
Watching Claire with Dale was definitely uncomfortable. It's touching on a deeper level. They kind of already have that connection, so I'm jealous.
So there's seven other dudes watching Claire and Dale. They're both masked up, so she doesn't know who it is, but she's saying, I know that smell. And she's clawing at him. It was the most uncomfortable scene of television.
They're both masked up, but the other guys are in the room.
And they're watching everything go happen.
Oh, my gosh.
So the night portion of the date got off to a bit of a rocky start. When the guys realize they're just bros before you know what, and none of them try to talk to Claire first, and she decides to lay down the law.
I'm a little bit taken aback. I'm sitting here. I had made a toast, and then there was the longest awkward silence. And I just sat here and was embarrassed and had to does anybody want to spend time with me?
I'll take a moment to speak for the group. I don't think that was
you don't need to speak for the group. You need to speak for yourself.
If
you guys all want to hang out with each other, you can do that and I can go home and go to bed.
Oh.
So then, of course, they all have to put their tail between their legs and say sorry and chase her around all night.
I mean, but can you blame them if she's so very clearly into one guy?
Yeah.
I know, but the whole thing is like, you should be the first guy to jump for her because that shows that you like, you know, it's all garbage anyways. Second date was the only one-on-one of the evening, and that went to Jason. And the date was all about addressing your trauma, which seems a little heavy for a first date. But honestly, Claire, I get it. You were in quarantine for months. You want to know which men are manipulative sociopaths right from the start. I totally feel you, girl. Usually men are pretty good about hiding it, but Jason is not men. He gave me big toxic vibes, but Claire gave him a rose, so she ignores red flags to a woman after my own heart. The final date was the greatest game in the history of sports. And Dan, that is dodgeball.
Oh, I'm a champion at that, if you haven't heard.
Gentlemen, welcome to Claire's Extreme Dodgeball Bash.
Oh, yeah.
Let's go.
Hold on, hold on.
Oh,
we got one now. I feel like I want to up the ante here.
All right.
I think we should play strip dodgeball.
Oh.
Now, I want to be very clear, first and foremost, that this was nothing compared to our Carson and Kennedy Can't Dodge This tournament. These were amateurs. Nothing like Dan. When the blue team was down to their jock straps, I personally wanted to call Chris Harrison and demand for 2 hours of my life back because it was so painfully awkward. The date ended with Claire talking to Brandon, and this clip is a little long, but I need you all to feel how cringy and how fast it went downhill.
So what made you want to be on here for me?
First of all, you're obviously absolutely gorgeous.
Oh, thank you.
But other than that, to be honest with you, I don't know really anything about you. I know that you're, you know, from Sacramento. Are you born and raised, or?
Wait, so you said you knew that I was a bachelorette and you wanted to sign up, but you don't know anything about me?
I obviously don't know you on a personal level and don't know your history. You're just so beautiful, and I wanted to get to know you.
Is there any other thing that made you want to come on for me?
I don't have a specific answer for you.
Bro, just say your frat brothers dared you to go on the show. Say you lost a bet. Say anything.
It's your Instagram followers. That's why they're all there.
Why is that bad? Why is that a bad answer?
Because you could at least say, well, I really liked the way you stuck up for yourself in other seasons. I liked this about you. Don't just say, well, you're really pretty. Well, you're really pretty.
I want to get to know you more.
Carson,
he was keeping it real.
No, he was not.
Why do we still have to pretend like they're all there for the right reasons? It's season 20. We know why they're there.
The best part, Brandon could have cared less when Claire told him she didn't see this going any further. The dude practically skipped to the limo. But Brandon, you want to go home? You're from Cleveland.
Oh.
Next week, we will wrap this episode up with a rose ceremony and see who Claire kicks to the curb. If she does us all a favor and leaves with Dale already, please stop wasting my time.
Ba, 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 bam. Success, she gets the traffic right. Yeah. Penny's obsessed, don't call her Monday night.
Skirt.
President of Bachelor Nation, if you didn't know.
Now you know.
Don't get her started on Supermarket Joe.
He's not Dale.
Penny's obsessed, Bachelorette Edition.
Remember when I went to Chicago for a conference and he's like, hey, can you drive around Chicago and try and find Supermarket Joe for
me? Honestly,
it's
a nice ask.
I mean, it's
very
simple.
I feel
like he's probably at his supermarket.
Yeah, that was her rationale. She's like, no, I can give you the address of the supermarket.
I was like, just find him. I don't get it.
You don't got anything else going on.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.